Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matigy Digital.
And before we get started, head over to kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca/checklist and download Matt and Brian's checklist, marketing checklist for Kawartha Small Business. All right, Matt, today we are going to have an interview with Martin Dasko. And we're going to be talking about tourism. So Martin, actually, and he'll give his introduction, is a personal finance guy on Twitter, seemingly very bro, not super bro, when you actually sort of get to know him, which I think is really cool. He is a hustler in the right way, I think is how I described it in the interview, is the author of several books. So he has... available on Amazon. We will link to them. One's called Failure to Launch, about following through on your goals. He has a book on freelancing, Start Freelancing Now, How to Make Your First Dollar Through Freelancing. The one we're going to dig into a little bit is called How You Could Start Making Money with Airbnb Experiences Today. And that's about starting a side hustle that brings in money. He has one on dating called I Like You as a Friend, which he wrote several years ago, which I read and thought was pretty funny. One's called Next Rounds on Me, How to Achieve Financial Freedom in Your 20s. And one, So You Want to Drive for Uber, about driving for Uber. He is, tries lots of things. He's been a WWE wrestling villain. He sort of works out and really lives life. So we had a really great conversation about sort of tourism and Airbnb experiences. And before we throw to that, what are some of maybe your initial thoughts on that type of conversation or coming into tourism season?
Where did you find and meet this guy?
Oh, totally on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just a guy on Twitter. And I have sort of a group of, I call them my Twitter friends. You sort of interact over the course of a few years. And I've been wanting to meet him in person or just for a while. And I was reading that book and I was like, oh, that's what we need here. Like Airbnb experiences. Mm-hmm. He talks a bit about sort of how he learned about Airbnb experiences, and really anyone can do it. You have to apply, but the barriers are low. People like to do stuff. So it doesn't have to be a crazy advanced idea. Doesn't have to be a well-polished business. You can do it as a side hustle. Small businesses can do it as well. We're in the Kawarthas entering tourism season. Things are going to get busy. People are having guests up. There's going to be more people, more volume. So what I like about Martin is he's always like tenacious and like, how do I make money? Mm-hmm. And he loves having fun. So it's like, how do I make money? How do I also have fun? And he has an Airbnb experience that has been closed since COVID, where he just drinks coffee in mm-hmm. Toronto. So he's like, how do I get paid to drink coffee? So he has a coffee tour where they go around to different coffee shops, and it sells out like every week or the time he does it. And I think, I love that. I go to a city. I want to drink awesome coffee. I don't know where to go. So like pay to have someone take you around. And I just think with Kawarthas and tourism, like probably every business has something they could do that's an experience for people. And it's a way to market Airbnb. When you book, they will send you emails about stuff to do while you're there because they want you to come back and book again. So you're getting like basically free marketing. It's part of their cut. So what is it that you want showing up in someone's email when they're about to book a cottage for a week or for a weekend?
It's a no-brainer. I'm hard-pressed to think of a business that wouldn't have some sort of experience that they could offer. And I'm going to fight like heck when I get back to my desk not to just jump onto Airbnb and apply right away because I've got a busy day. But I'm fascinated by this. Like, we could run so much stuff through each of our businesses.
Yeah.
And just in general, like, yeah, I just want to meet more small business owners. Why can't we have like a coffee tour or a noshing tour up Lindsay Downtown or whatever.
This Yeah. Like, that's like the coffee tour, the like eating tour, like the farmer's markets, touring people around. You know, there's lots of things to consider. So, without further ado, we'll throw it over to my interview with Martin Dasko, and we'll see you on the other side. All right, it's Brian interviewing, sitting down with Martin Dasko, author, entrepreneur, former wrestler, freelance writer, and someone I met over Twitter who I think hustles in the proper way. And we are going to talk a little bit about one of his books, which is making money on Airbnb experiences. So, Martin, first off, tell us a bit about yourself and if I missed anything in the intro that's important.
No, you're very kind in the intro. Thanks for having me. I've been blogging about personal finance since 2008. I was a university student at Ryerson here. And I wanted to start a personal finance website because the websites were like in back then, this is before like everyone was an influencer or there were so many different apps. So I started a website and I started talking about personal finance and making money. And I've stuck with it. I've gone into freelance writing. I've tested everything out from pro wrestling to driving for Uber to now my newest venture is getting paid to drink coffee with Airbnb experiences, which we can hopefully dig into today.
Oh, I love that. And what's the name of the website for the audience?
Studonomics.com.
Yeah, Studonomics.com, or sometimes I pronounce it Studonomics.
Yeah, I thought it was clever back then. Like, the enomics were cool. Like, this is like, you know, this is 14 years ago. It's like, you know, now it's not so cool, but whatever.
I think it's still cool, and I think you got some pretty great content. You have several books out from that I think are helpful. I know there's the I like you as a friend.
Yeah.
How to avoid the friend zone. I think that would have I read that to prep for this interview, and that would have changed my life if I would have read that in my younger years. So definitely check it out.
And that's the funny thing about documenting throughout your 20s, is like your interests change. Like sometimes someone will find me and they're like, oh, you know, I read your article about pre-drinking. I'm like, man, I wrote that like 14 years ago. I'm in my mid-30s.
Yeah.
And it's just funny because like the content's out there. So if you're publishing content, keep that in mind. I've had to delete so many articles because I'm like, it doesn't even feel like me. Like I'm a different person.
I think it's really cool. And to me, it's something that's interesting. In the world we live in, you can sort of see that changing over time. And to loop that into business and small business, I think you've done different things. You've tried things. It sort of goes back to like things just change, right? So sometimes you try something, it's awesome for a while, then you try something else. And I love that tenacity. And I also love that you like to seize life. So you've spent some time in traveling in Mexico and you travel and try different things. And I think that, you know, in the Kawarthas, we live in like one of the best places in the world. So there's like lots of cool stuff to try and do.
I agree. I just never wanted to be the kind of person that lived off the past or just talk about their past accolades. And I believe in, you know, adapting and pivoting. And, you know, there's like obviously there's times where you didn't have to do that. But in the last 2 years have shown us that you have to adapt and pivot and do whatever it takes, you know. Like the world has shut down, so we have to get really creative. So now even more so, it's almost like mandatory that you pivot and you learn how to adapt and try new things and experiment. And a lot of it's not going to work out. But, I mean, when it does work out, you know, everyone's quick to praise you, right?
Oh, yeah, they're quick to praise you. And you're so right about that pivoting. So, you know, when we were planning out some of our content for the podcast, you know, we're at the end of April. We have tourism season coming up. You know, most businesses, whether they're directly linked to tourists or not, in the Kawarthas are seasonal. So we're coming into busy time. We've had a few years where people have been shut down. They've dug themselves some holes.
Yeah.
So it's like time to like seize life, get tenacious, and like think outside the box of like, you know, how are we opening up our businesses? What are we doing to, you know, make money? We have an influx of tourism. We've always been the sort of cottage country.
Of course.
Now that it's harder to go international, like, to me, like last summer was awesome here. There was just like so many people. And whenever there's so many people around, to me, that means opportunity.
I agree. And I think it was a tough time for many people, but the best part about the last 2 years was that it forced us in Ontario to explore Ontario. And I'll be honest, like Ontario is so big. There's so much to see. I've done so little, I realized. Like I've always left Ontario, you know, because, you know, it's so cold in the winter. You travel, you know, you might go to Mexico. And the last 2 summers, I realized there's so much to do, like from like lavender farms to like even some like Prince Edward County. I never went there until like 2 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, well, wine tasting, this is pretty fun. You know, you rent a, you get a little bicycle and you cruise around. And I think a lot of opportunities are going to be available this summer. Like, I remember I made a video in 2019 talking about the Roaring Twenties, and they didn't hit. But I think they're going to finally hit. The Roaring Twenties are going to finally come this summer.
Oh yeah, I think they're definitely on their way. And you know, we want to think about how do we make money from that. So you know, you literally wrote a book that just launched right before the pandemic.
Talk about terrible timing.
Airbnb experiences specifically, but yeah, tell us about your experience with that. And yeah, sort of your perfect top tips.
Yeah, so Airbnb experience is pretty much any activity, like literally any activity. And this sounds silly, but it's true. It could be anything. So like whenever you go on Airbnb, like you'll see like units, and you'll see things to do. Like you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Airbnb experience is one of those things to do. What I didn't realize it is that anybody can offer a thing to do. And I learned this the hard way, I guess. I was in Costa Rica and I was up there with my girlfriend and we got an email about like things I should do. So one of them was like a scenic sight tour. So I'm like, this looks interesting. So I signed up for it and I go to the meeting point and I'm waiting for like an Airbnb bus or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking it's going to be serious. And so like kid shows up. He's like 19 years old. I'm like, hey. He's like, I'm your tour guide. And this scenic tour, I felt so lazy and so dumb. It was literally, it's like, you've been to Toronto, right?
Oh yeah,
it's like me taking you to Lake Ontario. It was like a popular tourist site. It's like taking you to Trinity Bellwoods Park and giving you a tour. It's like, okay, it was kind of awkward. Like everyone there is just hanging out. It's like it was a cool view, but like there's a big sign that says, "Here's this cool view," and here we are. We signed up for it, and we have a tour guide. It was so embarrassing. Like how did this happen? So I asked him about it. Then he told me it was an Airbnb experience and how he just applied. I'm like, that's wild. Like, I can offer an experience. Like, I live in a big city, like Toronto. There's so much to do. So when I got back, I decided to apply. And I'm like, what can I do that's easy, quick, and cool? So I signed up for a coffee. I applied for a coffee crawl. So the basic premise of my coffee crawl is you just drink coffee on Queen. It's called the Queen West Coffee Crawl.
I love that idea. And is it going again?
It's gonna be going soon. So we'll get there. But so I realize there's so many cool coffee shops in Toronto. And like most people, when they go to a big city, it's overwhelming, right? It's like information overload. So you just get lazy and get a Tim Hortons. There's a Tim Hortons like on every block. So then, but then you see photos, you're like, oh, I should have gone here. You missed out on so many different things. So I decided to show people cool coffee shops on Queen West. There's a Ethiopian coffee shop. So we roast our own beans there. Like, and you have like, I give them the history of coffee. And then we go to an Armenian coffee shop where you drink like a Turkish coffee made on sand. And then we go to a different coffee shop near Trinity Bellwoods. So we have just different kinds of coffee. And that's the experience. You pretty much get a taste of the world while in Toronto. And then I was lucky because I applied. I got approved. And it kind of took off for the year and a half that we were allowed to do things. And
yeah.
And then I wrote a book about it. The book's just called How to Profit from Airbnb Experiences. And I show people how to start their own experience, which could be any activity.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I love that you do it and then write the book about it. And try it out, and specifically, you know, the coffee tour. Like, I want to come do that. I love different coffee. I used to think I hated coffee, but I hate bad coffee. But I love like unique coffees. And yeah, I go to a city. Like, I don't want to go to Tim Hortons. Like, I want to like explore. But when you don't know where to go, it's like maybe there's something like the next block over, Epic.
Yeah.
You didn't even know existed. So to have a local person be able to do that, I think is awesome.
And that's what people are paying for. They're paying for that local expertise. And when you travel, you typically don't have much time, right? You're there for maybe a weekend, a few days, a week max, right?
Yeah.
So like these experiences allow a local to immerse these tourists in their culture and their like one thing I learned was that people wanted to know like things to do and like kind of like history and like just cool tidbits. Because the first few times I didn't really have any stories. I was just like, whatever. We're walking. It was kind of awkward. Yeah. So I realized I need some stories. I looked up like the history of Queen West. Like I looked up things to do. So people would like, they would start the day off with me. We drank coffee. They got buzzed. And then I would tell them where to eat or, you know, where to go next. And I ended up just kind of turning into like a whole like experience for them. Because now they know like what the rest of their day could look like.
Yeah. And I think that's what's I think really important is that local knowledge of what to do. And we see that in the Kawarthas, like great place to live. People come here for the outdoor lifestyle. But if you just show up and you're at a Airbnb cottage and you're like, oh, I hear there's lots to do, but like, how do I do it?
Yeah.
Or, things like I like going hiking, but like, there's not really a definitive map of like where to park, where to hike. And sometimes it's like, oh, you pull off to the side of the road at this spot and you look for the trail. But to have someone local who's like, hey, pay me, some money and I'll take you and show you those, I think it's a great idea.
And if you're thinking as a business owner, if it's worth it, it's like, yes, it is worth it. Because everyone that's, okay, I don't say everybody, but most people that are coming into it, the Kawartha Lakes or any cottage place are doing it through Airbnb.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing it, whatever, Facebook Marketplace, or I'm sure there's other sites. But like, let's just say majority are coming into Airbnb. And Airbnb, they do all the work for you. So what I learned was, like, it was kind of funny. I had a buddy coming in one weekend to visit from out of town. So he books his Airbnb, and then he gets an email from Airbnb saying, here's what you should do. And it was my coffee crop.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So like, Airbnb, they'll do the legwork for you. So you just sign up, you get your experience approved. And then you just schedule. So obviously it's common sense. If you're going to do like a coffee tour, you might want to, you're probably going to do it on a Saturday morning, not Saturday night.
Yeah.
If you're doing a wine tour, it might be Saturday night. So you just schedule them out. So then everyone that's coming in will get an email from Airbnb that now it's a thing to do. So like, I mean, they might say no, but like if I'm staying somewhere like a cottage and I get a list of things to do, and there might not even be that many things, right? If there's two things to do, I'm like, I want to do this. And if I'm with eight people, chances are they're going to all want to come to that hike or come on that wine tasting or come on that whatever the food tour. And then you're getting all that money from all these people, and then they're going to tell their friends about it, so they come. It's just money for everyone.
Yeah, I think it's great, and it's putting it right in front of people what to do versus making them try to guess what to do. So you're just serving it up on a silver platter, which I love.
Exactly. If you already have any kind of business that does any kind of activity, it's a no-brainer. It takes you 20 minutes to fill out an application. You apply and you would just schedule a bunch out. And like worst case scenario, nobody signs up. Okay, but somebody has to sign up.
Yeah, someone's going to see it and someone's going to sign up, which I think is cool. Do you know about with Airbnb, are there concerns with things like insurance or waivers with that?
It depends on the activity. Yeah, it depends on what kind of activity it is, right? Like, obviously, like that always falls on you, though. Like, I hate to say it, but like, it's your responsibility. If you're gonna have somebody horseback riding, like that's on you.
Figure that out. Yeah.
So I had a dating website. I wanted to have singles come on my coffee crawl, but they needed insurance. I'm like, what? If someone's gonna like drink hot coffee? Okay. Insurance is something you have to figure out. Like, Airbnb does offer support, but I mean, it depends on the level of risk involved in your activity. To be honest, like.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's just something to think about. And I think sometimes businesses will overthink insurance a little bit, or sometimes it's maybe hard if you're doing it as a side hustle.
Yeah.
But if you're an actual business and you actually check your insurance, there's some pretty cool things that you
can do. And you can do whatever, have waivers and like, because you tell guests what to bring or what to do. So you can explain everything. Then you can say like, I've done many experiences where I have to sign a waiver. That's just a part of life. You understand that. And I mean, obviously you need some legal advice. Like if you're going to have people doing something wild, like whitewater rafting or something like intense, you got to figure that out, right? It doesn't matter where you're promoting or publishing that.
Yeah, which I think is cool. But I know I love the idea of the smaller experiences.
Yeah.
It's like, anytime you go to a new city, it's always great to like hire a guide and have them take you around versus, the big tour bus of thing.
Well, I looked up experiences near you guys just for fun.
Awesome.
So I'll just rattle off a few. There's There's a guided photo walk session. For some reason, anything to do with photos is huge on Airbnb experiences. So this one's in Lakefield, and she charges, or I don't know, he, she, I don't know who it is, but they charge $60 a person, and they'll just walk around with you for an hour and a half and give you, I guess, the history, show you some cool spots, the history of Lakefield, and they'll get you photos.
Yeah, and I think that is cool. I mean, I'm not really a photo person myself, but that's why some people go on vacation. Like, you want those, like, Instagram photos.
Of course.
You want those memories. So you're going to want to go to, like, where are those best photo op spots?
And again, you don't want to be by yourself walking around and you don't know where you are. If someone's giving you the history, they're taking you a tour and taking photos, you're like, wow, it's kind of like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. I know someone else I know, they love doing, like, bird watching ones.
Like
they go to a place and people love getting up early and going to see birds. And when you know where, like, the good spots are, you know, there's value in that to, like, show people that stuff.
And there's a fishing guide. This guy will take you on an all-inclusive fishing trip. You park on his driveway and he just takes you in the water and he charges you $150 a person. And once again, like, if I'm traveling to the Kawartha Lakes, when I go to college, it's like fishing is one of the fun activities you do. And hopefully you have a boat, but chances are you might not have a fishing boat or have all the tools, and someone here will just take you and do everything for you.
Yeah, which is really cool. Or you don't know where, like, the rocks are in the lake, so you don't want to.
That's true.
Just all of that stuff. Like, it's nice to have someone local.
And also, hiking tours are always big. Like, there can never be enough, like, hiking tours, food tours, coffee tours, or anything with things to do. People just want activities. And everyone goes to cottage for different reasons. Some people want to drink wine, so you offer a wine tour. Some people want to hike, you offer them hikes, right?
Yeah.
Or you show them the scenery.
Yeah, which I think is, just a really cool thing to do. If you were coming to the Kawarthas, any, like, types of experiences that we haven't talked about that you would be looking for?
I'm torn. I like to do activities, but I also like to obviously enjoy, like, food and stuff. So I would probably do, like, a cool food tour. It was like a hidden gems, like showing people around. And the beauty is you don't have to have anything to offer. You could just take people around.
Yeah.
So you could just, like, contact three restaurants, like, hey, I'm doing this business. I'm bringing people in. Can I just prepay? Hopefully you get a deal. I can bring you 10 people. Give us, like, a sample platter or whatever. You negotiate a deal with all these places, and then you bring people. And that's also another issue. When you travel, like, eating is probably one of the biggest concerns. You know, after you find something to do, you want to eat dinner. And you don't want to go to, like, the crappiest place, right? And you don't want to order the worst thing. So if someone offers a food tour, I try to do things like that, food tours or pub crawls or coffee tours. I want someone to show me the best options. I've limited time. I need to eat. And I'll pay maybe a few extra dollars and if someone shows me around.
Oh, yeah. I think that's like, food tours is sort of on my list going forward of, like, stuff to look for, just because it is just neat to see all the different places that exist and you want to find those hidden gems.
Yeah, and you want someone to curate it for you, and you don't want to, like, leave a place and then when you come back to work, people are like, oh, did you try out so-and-so? And you're like, oh, no, I didn't know, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want to get the most out of your travel, especially now that people haven't traveled for 2 years. They want to, like, maximize their like, what their value or their happiness, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, maximize their utility.
Yeah.
We managed to bring in some economics terms. It's one of our jokes on the podcast.
I
teach economics at Fleming College. So we'll talk about economics makes you fun at parties. We bring that in. So, yeah, we learn to maximize our utility. So
put the fun in fundamentals, right?
yeah, just the little things that everyone should know. So you can, maximize your whole time when you're traveling, and you'll want to go back there once you know where all the hidden spots are.
And you tell people about it, and if you get photos, you're going to post about it, and then people are going to hear about it and just kind of, you know, of course, the first few weeks you might get crickets, but once you get a few customers coming in, you know, you get the photos, you build up maybe an Instagram page, maybe you build up a Facebook, maybe you're just, I guess those are your best options, but then you start promoting it and then people find out about it. And if you can't even think of anything, just look up experiences near you and see what's missing, you know, like in Canada, there's not that many experiences for some reason. There's more, like, some American cities, you type in, like, New York, there's like 1,000 food tours, coffee tours, photo tours. In Canada, there's not so many. So if you see what's missing and you just try to add in whatever you would like to do or what you would like to see or what, like, just pretend you have a friend coming into town they say, I want to have a really good time at the Kawartha Lakes. So just pretend, okay, yeah. Cool. How can I make this trip really awesome for them? And then make that your experience.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Cause we talk about in tourism, some people have said, you know, people want to show off their town a little bit. So like if you own a cottage and you have guests coming up, like you probably have a go-to, okay, here's what we do Saturday morning. Yeah. And then Saturday afternoon, you know, we sit on the dock and drink beer. Yeah. But for the people renting the Airbnbs, they don't have the friend who owns the cottage.
Yeah, you don't know what the deal is. You know what locals do.
Yeah, take them to the farmer's market and you know, all the things that are there to do, so they can have that experience of the guided tour, which is great.
And every town is unique and has its own unique things to do, right? So whatever. Like I couldn't even answer this. Some people ask me, what's the best experience? I'm like, I don't know. Like, what do you do? Like, what do people do for fun? Yeah. What's the best thing to do where you live? And then you turn that into an experience to tourists, because then they're going to want to do it. They don't want to do the worst thing. They want to do the best thing when they visit.
Yeah. And it's funny. I live in Fenland Falls, and we talk about Fenland Falls a lot. And there's falls there. But one of the most common question is, where's the falls? Because the road kind of goes right over it, so they're easy to miss. And I actually lived there for a while and had never went down to the park where you could actually view them. So like there's sort of different zones in the small town, and just taking someone around there would be a great
experience. Of course. And if I'm traveling, I don't want to be stuck like trying to figure out what the roads are, what the situation is. If you can offer, like, let's just say you pick them up, even if you have a van.
Yeah.
Like, I'll pick you up Saturday morning. I'll take you to the falls. Like, I would do that. Like, you're doing all the work for me. I don't want to have to figure this out. Like, you know, you're lazy when you travel. You're not there to be a professional tour guide. You're there to enjoy your trips. If someone can make my trip better, why not?
Yeah, which is awesome. So, yeah, that's great. I think, moral of the story for our small businesses listening is, figure out what experience you can offer. And if you're listening to this and thinking, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur and make money, you know, sign up for an experience and see how it goes.
Yeah, I agree. And worst case scenario, like, you apply, you host a few, you see it's not for you. Okay. Like for me, I just applied and I waited and I kept on doing them. I got to the point where I had sellouts. I had 10 people a session. And to answer your question, I do plan on bringing it back this summer, but like I had to stop because obviously the pandemic and Toronto just had so many lockdowns and rules. So it's kind of like tricky to do anything inside. But if you're at a cottage, you could probably do like all outdoor activities, and that could just, obviously, no limits on outdoor activities.
Yeah, which is really cool. So lots of opportunity there. Awesome. Any final thoughts as we sort of wrap up talking about experiences and suggestions for our listeners?
Yeah, just to think about whatever, like I said before, whatever you like to do, and just try to pretend your friend's coming from out of town for a weekend, and just list out different things you could do. So you'd obviously want to take them to the best coffee shops. There you go. There's a coffee crawl. You want to take them to the best activities. There's an activity tour, you know. You want to take them to the best wineries or whatever is around there. That's another experience. You have three business ideas right there. And just help people curate the perfect weekend and you'll get paid.
Awesome. I love it. And on that, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And check out Martin on Twitter. We will, in our show notes, link to him and his pages, and also to the books.
Thank you so much.
So that was my interview with Martin. And as part of this, if you are listening and you are curious about Airbnb experiences, I would like to buy you a copy of Martin's book. So send an email over to set it up at kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca that says, Brian, please buy me this book. And I will do that. Limited supplies is applicable, but definitely do that. It's an Amazon ebook, so we'll figure out the logistics, but you should definitely read it, because if you don't have 10 ideas right now for Airbnb experiences, we'd like to help you with that. So any final thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, and if it's not that ebook, pick up the one where you can get your way out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
It's invaluable.
That's, I joked on the interview about I should have read that one when I was a lot younger. I think it applies not just to dating, but it applies to, you know, business. So out of the,
that's a great point.
Out of the acquaintance zone into the customer zone. So I think that, you know, some of the same principles apply.
That's great. Yeah, out of the prospect zone.
Yeah, out of the prospect zone. Martin, we got you a new edition of the book ready to go. And with that, for your business, if you're thinking, oh, this doesn't apply to me, I think it would be a fun exercise just to see how it could. So if you're thinking there's absolutely no way I could offer any sort of experience that anyone would want to pay money for, I think it'd be fun just to try to come up with those ideas, because it might lead you to somewhere else that's a good idea for a product or a marketing idea. But I think it's fair to say we would love to help you. If you want to start an Airbnb experience, figure out how it could work for your business, Matt and I would love to have that conversation with you.
We're throwing money around on the end of this podcast now at this point.
Throwing money.
But if you cannot think of an Airbnb experience, come talk to us. If we don't come up with a half decent good idea for whatever business you have, I will buy you a coffee and we will sit down and chat, and I will apologize profusely for wasting your time.
Oh, I love that challenge. So you can set that challenge up by emailing us at setitup@coorthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.